by raising future hopes and assurances which enable a strong and religious mind to take leave of a friend on his deathbed with little less indifference than if he was preparing for a long journey, and indeed with little less hope of seeing him again. Nor can the judicious reader be at a greater loss on account of Mrs. Bridget Blifil, who, he may be assured, conducted herself through the whole season in which grief is to make its appearance on the outside of the body with the strictest regard to all the rules of custom and decency, suiting the alterations of her countenance to the several alterations of her habit. For as this change from weeds to black, from black to grey, from grey to white, so did her countenance change from dismal to sorrowful, from sorrowful to sad, and from sad to serious, till the day came in which she was allowed to return to her former serenity. We have mentioned these two as examples only of the task which may be imposed on readers of the lowest class. Much higher and harder exercises of judgment and penetration may reasonably be expected from the upper graduates in criticism. Many notable discoveries will, I doubt not, be made by such of the transactions which happened in the family of our worthy man during all the years which we have thought proper to pass over. For though nothing worthy of a place in this history occurred,